And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for January 1988. I'm Fred Vobey. Well, another trivia question. That last piece of music we heard on Side 1, where did that come from? Maybe we'll give you the answer, maybe not. Maybe we'll let you stew on it for a while. Well, we better give you the answer to the trivia question we posed on Side 1 at the beginning, and that is from John Bowker. John, what's the answer to that trivia question?
Well, Fred, these big-time mergers that we've all been hearing about and reading about in the press will have an immediate impact in both Chicago and New York within the next 12 months. Witness this. Capital Cities purchased the American Broadcasting Company during 1986, and as a result, they find themselves with three broadcasting outlets in both New York and Chicago. Looking at the Chicago situation, they have call signs WLS on the AM dial, of course, and WLS-TV is their Channel 7 outlet. And an FCC rule says that you no longer can do that. You can't have both an AM and FM and TV station in a given city. You can have an AM and FM, but you can't have the TV mixed with either AM or FM in the same city. Now, a second FCC rule says, very simply, if you don't have common ownership of stations, you can't have common call letters. That means that if the Cap Cities ABC new company is going to maintain Channel 7 as WLS-TV, which they well should, and they have to sell WLS-AM, and of course the FM station too, that means the new purchaser of 890 AM is going to have to change the call letters. And that's too bad. In New York City, the same thing is true, because WABC is the call sign of the AM station at 770 on the dial, and Channel 7 in New York City is WABC-TV. So for the same reasons and the same rationale, WABC-AM, I should say, is going to have to change its call letters. Now, over on the other side, there is the General Electric merger with the Radio Corporation of America, which really gives them the National Broadcasting Company. This means that in Chicago, where WMAQ is the 670 AM outlet and WMAQ-TV is Channel 5 for NBC, NBC is clearly going to keep the television. It's a more of a profit center. That means WMAQ-AM and the FM station are both going to be sold, and that means that WMAQ's call sign will disappear at 670 on the dial. And by the same reasoning, WNBC in New York at 660 on the dial, that call sign will have to be changed very shortly, because it will also be sold, since NBC will keep the Channel 4 WNBC-TV call sign, I'm sure. I just thought that might be interesting, and any of you who are looking around for wondering, well, what should I tape record? The thing to tape record are the NBC stations at 660 and 670, and the ABC stations at 770 and 890, because they are going to become historic relics, Fred.
Yeah, you sure will, John. It's kind of sad to see those call letters disappear on the AM radio, since they kind of started off the business, so to speak. And speaking of air checks and call letters, here's Phil Wayne with Market Scope.
Thanks, Fred. This is Market Scope for January 1988, and I'm Phil Wayne. This time around, we've dusted off some old air checks and received some fairly recent air checks from stations in Cleveland, Ohio, and put together a mini-composite of Cleveland's dominant AM stations. On 850 kHz, WJW was a radio pioneer. In 1954, a young, unknown DJ named Alan Freed was getting a lot of attention playing rhythm and blues on WJW and coined the expression rock and roll. Freed soon found himself on 50,000-watt WINS in New York, and the music industry was changed forever. WJW remained a full-service MOR station through the 1960s and into the 80s. In 1985, the station's sale and format change to Adult Contemporary saw a change in calls to the current WRMI.
You've found Cleveland's brand new radio station, WRMR. WRMR. 25 in front of 10 o'clock, 9:35. We've got 77 degrees and sunshine. The new AM 850 WRMR, where you always hear one great song after another. WRMR, the new AM 850, in the middle of another half hour of continuous music in stereo. WRMR, 9 minutes before 10 o'clock. 9:51 at the new AM 850, where you always hear one great song after another. WRMR, the new AM 850 with a great variety of great songs. Nat King Cole's Mona Lisa. We had Gordon Lightfoot and Rainy Day People. Judy Collins was next with Send in the Clowns. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass and Casino Royale. We had Peter and Gordon, Lionel Richie and Barry Manilow and Dionne Warwick. Of course, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. And Simon and Garfunkel's famous The Boxer. It's 10 o'clock at WRMR Cleveland, and we have my host with the mostest, Larry Shields, with a special traffic report on that big fire that we've had all morning long out on 25th Street. Traffic problems there. Larry, what's going on?
All over Cleveland, people are talking about the new AM 850 WRMR.
Yeah, I wanted to say that your station is very enjoyable.
I have to call and tell you, I've been listening to you since the first day you went on the air. And there was a crying need for somebody just like you, and I think you're great.
The new AM 850 WRMR.
I like the type of music you play. It was hard for me to find a station that had just the right mixture, and I just happened to find you.
One great song after another. So tell a friend about the new AM 850 WRMR.
Was called KYW and WKYC in the 1960s and became 3WE in the early 70s and has a long history as a pop music station. 3WE is 50,000 watts clear channel on 1100 kilohertz, covering many Midwestern states and Middle Atlantic states at night. Faced with the aging of the AM radio audiences, 3WE changed to a news talk format a few years back, as you'll hear as we dial in 3WE then and now.
5:32, cloudy, 71 in Akron, cloudy and 72 in Cleveland. Next news at 6 o'clock, news and weather bulletins broadcast immediately. I'm Larry Wright, 1100 3WE News. About other depressing stuff like, oh, real estate taxes, sewer tax, college tuition. Now, almost live from beautiful downtown Cleveland, it's the award-losing Mr. Big Show. This is the most fun since I had the doctor inspect my feet. We're talking party stuff, okay? It's Neil Diamond, 1100 3WE. Hi, it's the award-losing Mr. Fig Show here. It's 20 minutes before 6 o'clock, and the weather watch really is just about like yesterday. We kind of lucked out yesterday. I don't think anybody had any really nasty showers or thunder showers. We just kind of lucked out there, but it remains the same. Mostly cloudy, hot, hazy, humid, and scattered showers and thunder showers again for today. With a high around 87. Does that sound like summer? And that chance of rain, just like yesterday, 50% for today. It's 71 in Akron and it's 72 in Cleveland.
What can be more horrifying than Friday the 13th? How about Sunday at church? The Stephen King of Kings Highway Drive-In Tabernacle presents the All-Night Cinema Sermon. Yes, a terrifying trio of tales from the Testament. First is the story of a man devoured alive. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the church, it's Jonah and the whale. Then hear the tale of two cities destroyed by holy fire. And their populations burned alive. You tremble as Lot's wife turns into a pillar of salt. And is licked to death by a herd of sacred cows. You'll never forget the bone-chilling terror that is Sodom and Gomorrah. And then the bizarre biblical story of the man who wouldn't die. Is he ready for the grave? Or is he alive? It's the night of the living Lazarus.
Sure.
It all starts at midnight.
Sunday morning.
Three big religious cult films for one mandatory donation.
Yes, real Bible stories that'll scare the hell out of you. Be there or be dead.
I said to my girlfriend, Cheryl, you know, me and Cheryl are like sisters. I said, I need honesty in a relationship.
Oh, boy. Here's another boring, expensive date going nowhere.
This is my mother. Have I told you about my mother? Now, there's a woman who suffered.
Imagine having to listen to this mind-numbing chatter and paying for it, too.
I feel so guilty, you just can't imagine.
No. That man is wasting his time and money, all because he didn't know about us. The Rapco is back. And now, we're fixing the dating game. Yes, it's Krapko's money-saving dating tape from Krapko. Hey, guys, why spend big bucks whining and dining a woman who'll only feed you the same old lines you've heard a million times before?
Men today are so threatened by an assertive woman. Don't you think so? Yes or no?
Now, with Krapko's fabulous dating tapes, you can hear those exact same lines in the privacy of your own home. Just listen to this.
All the women in my family are big boned. My doctor says I've got brain problems, but I think it's hereditary. Could you pass some more lasagna, please?
Yes, you'll hear the incessant ramblings of blind dates, computer dates, women with pets, women in analysis, even angry feminists.
You insensitive pig! How dare you hold that door open for me?
Get one for your bachelor dog, too!
Huh?
Yes, it's Krapko's fabulous money-saving dating tape! A great gift idea at only $9.99, $95, $99, $95. And remember, at Krapko, we always say, if you buy this,
you'll buy anything! Who picks out your clothes? Your mother? You have no sense of fashion. Where'd you get this?
1100-3WE. Now, wait a minute. That's just the kind of girl I've been looking for.
1100-3WE. I'm trash without you, baby. I'm a zero. I'm nothing without you. I'm on my hands and knees, kissing your shoes, begging you to come back. Please, please, please.
Oh, it's the old subtle approach. 1100-3WE. It's 10 before 6 o'clock in Cleveland with Fig Newton here. Maybe you remember that? Oh, it was about last May, I guess it was. Yeah? Last May, they were going to have that swingers convention at the Holiday Inn in Akron. Remember that? And they had the big stink and everybody got mad. And the Holiday Inn said, oops, never mind. And they canceled the contract with that swingers magazine. Remember that? They announced yesterday, late yesterday, that the magazine company who prints the magazine filed suit now for a lot of money against Holiday Inns. The name of the magazine is the Ohio Connection Magazine. It's, you know.
My name is George, looking for a large blonde who likes whips.
You know, one of those intrapersonal relationship magazines. They filed suit with the Holiday Inns of America and said that basically they reneged on their contract. They promised them 291 rooms for that date, and then they've canceled the contract, so they want all the money in the world from Holiday Inns, and it's going to go to court. And in the suit, the Ohio Connection magazine, filing for all those swingers, wants damages for, and we quote here, food, lodging, transportation, costumes, and babysitter fees.
Costumes? Babysitter fees?
So we'll see what happens there. I think, no matter what, they probably got a good case there, okay? Because after all, I mean, let's face it, Holiday Inn isn't the business of bedrooms. So they got kind of high and mighty here and uppity, canceling the contract because that's, you know, you face it, you got a place, 291 rooms, each and every one has a bedroom in it. What do you expect is going to happen in this place? You know, if you got a motel, you're selling bedrooms, you got to expect what's going to go on in there, right? Sort of like saying, okay, you got to spend the night in the kitchen, just don't eat.
Recently, several of France's most renowned vintners met to compare their premium wines.
Baron Rothschild.
Bonjour.
And among these extraordinary wines was a single American vintage, Shallow Hearty Burgundy.
What is this? Where is the cork?
A screw top.
Sacre bleu!
Awards were given for clarity, bouquet, and taste.
Oh, this is gasoline!
An after all was said and done, one wine emerged as the best.
Gold medal.
With such distinguished competition, who could expect that a simple, inexpensive American wine would win? And yet it did. Why?
A million francs.
Because we paid the judges as handsomely as we put together this pretentious commercial.
Beaucoup, Monsieur Chalon.
So try the wine that's named for the people who actually believe it's good. Chalon Hearty Burgundy. From the vineyards of Ernie and Juliet Chalon. It's just like all the rest.
Gold medal.
Richie, 1100-3WE with Mr. Fig on the radio with a watch calling for mostly cloudy, hazy, hot, and humid today, kind of sticky with scattered showers and thunder showers, and a high around 87 degrees. We're talking warm. It's currently 72 in Cleveland. Here's Sonny Geraci and Climax at 1100-3WE.
71 degrees in Cleveland. Good morning. I'm Larry Wright. And the federal government has given the city and the Bar Mill Development Group until September the 1st to get rolling on the proposed bar mill, or the feds will cancel that $7.5 million loan. The National Urban League has wrapped up its 74th annual convention meeting in Cleveland with a call for increased voter registration, and they'll launch a massive get-out-the-vote campaign in time for the November election. 1100-3WE covers the world with CBS News at 6 o'clock at WWWE Cleveland, a service of the Gannett Broadcasting Group.
CBS News, this is Reed Collins.
This is 11 Alive on WWE. I'm John McCullough. Joining me in the studio is Pete Franklin. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since our big rally down on Mall C, Pete. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really excited.
Yeah, I really got a...
About as excited as you are over the Indians and the Browns and
exactly,
all that.
Exactly, exactly. I'd like to forget Thursday night. That's not a good way to begin a conversation with me. I know it was a big weekend for you. You went out there with the rest of the insects for Goddard's sicky woolly bear thing, and... I've been offered the same...
I was going to try to be nice.
Well, what do you want to be nice for?
My first day back, I was going to try to be nice.
Well, who cares that you're back? I mean, you know, you went to the woolly bear thing.
Today is a day that will live in infamy.
All I keep hearing is
today
woolly bear.
Today is a day that will live in infamy.
What the hell is so big about the woolly bear? I've been offered a rattlesnake day thing.
Today is Pete Franklin's birthday.
Yeah, well...
Methuselah and a lot of other people are trying to figure out just how long he has been around, but I have created a quick poem for you, Pete.
You've got a poem for me?
A poem in honor of your birthday.
I have to listen to this crap?
Your opinions seldom are hazy, and only your boss calls you lazy.
Mm.
But your birthday's today. Hope you have a good day. But frankly, you drive me quite crazy. Thank you, Pete.
Is that,
and happy birthday. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay, stuff it, pal.
Thank you. And Pete Franklin follows the Marty Schottenheimer Show coming up at about 5 minutes after 6 o'clock tonight on WWE. And now with a look at the 11 Alive News, here's Lisa Meyer.
Thanks, John. WWE
Cleveland. And now with more 11 Alive News on WWE Cleveland, here's Lisa Meyer.
Thanks, John. It's looking more and more likely that the rock and roll capital of the world will be the spot to host the premiere of that new Michael J. Fox movie just around the corner to the light of day.
Special tonight, Lisa, 8:08, we have the Cleveland Indians
and the
Angels in a doubleheader. So that's a little bit of a change in our schedule. David Slutsky produced 11 Alive tonight. Lisa Meyer provided the news. I'm John McCullough. Till we talk tomorrow morning at 9:30, have as good a night as you can.
Been listening to 11 Alive, your afternoon information magazine on Radio 11, WWE Cleveland. Join us each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 4:55 for 11 Alive. Now stay tuned because Pete Franklin in sports follows the latest news from ABC. Here on Radio 11, WWE.
Eastern Daylight Time in Cleveland, Ohio, 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Roger Skibinis.
Another Cleveland 50,000 watter can be found on 1220 kilohertz, WGAR. WGAR was a very classy-sounding adult contemporary station in the 1970s. I remember that WGAR used to put their prominent advertisers' names right into a very tastefully produced station ID, as though the advertiser owned the station. WGAR had some of Cleveland's and the broadcast industry's greatest personalities, plus very elegant-sounding Pam's jingles and a perfect mix of contemporary music in the 1970s. WGAR, like most AM music stations, has fallen on hard times. Their adult contemporary format was hurriedly changed to a satellite Fed country format after two other AM country stations dropped the country format in 1984, and WGAR's dwindling numbers dropped even more with their satellite Fed service. Today, WGAR AM simulcast their country formatted sister, WGAR FM.
Staring at Swan 20 WGAR, Pepsi Cola's $7 million man. Lionel Richie, stuck on you. Thank you, Lionel. Pulling all those heartstrings out there, Jay. It's 10 before 6 o'clock. We'll check the forecast for your hump day coming up in a minute. Our Lincoln National Weather Service radar is showing no precipitation at this time. 73 is your temperature in the Rubber City. 78 at your weather station, 1220 WGAR. Chicago, a no-tell lover. Ooh, the way I like him. How about you? Starring on Swan 20 WGAR, coming up at 6:05, Mike Metzger in for Paul Tapier, still on vacation. Hey, have yourself a good Wednesday. See you back here tonight at 12 o'clock, and we'll do it once again, you and I, till 6 o'clock in the morning on Swan 20 WGAR. Here's Diana Ross and Julio together, all of you. Staring out Swan 20 WGAR. Julio following in the steps of Willie Nelson, trying to sing with everybody he can in the world here. I think the next song is going to be Julio and Miss Piggy. Hey, it's true. Julio and Diana Ross here, all of you. It's 6 o'clock and we are a service of Nationwide Communications. Presenting all the colors in the radio, it's 1220 WGAR, Cleveland, Ohio. It's Tom Erickson News Time.
What's so funny, Jay?
Somebody's doing some weird imitation of...
Never mind.
Get down.
Airbags and mandatory restraint devices in cars in 3 years... Looks like that may happen. The announcement expected today from Transportation Secretary Elizabeth Dole on the Hill. Coming up on 6 after 6, we have 78 in Cleveland, 73 in Akron, Canton. Tom Erickson, 1220 WGAR.
Stereo, 1220 WGAR, Cleveland.
With all the colors in the radio.
And Mike Metzger.
Stereo 1220 WGAR, 9 minutes after 6 with Mike Metzger, Barry Manilow, opening up the Hump Day festivities on this Wednesday morning. Oh, it's 9 minutes after 6. Unbelievable. The alarm clock went off this morning, and the brain said to the body, don't do it, you fool. Stay where you are. You're in front of the fan, and you're comfortable. Don't get up. Well, here I am anyway. Just shows you how strong the motivation to put a roof over your head can be.
1220 WGAR.
Stereo 1220 WGAR. She's a very sexy girl. And I've got the hickeys to prove it, too. It's Glenn Fry. It's 14 minutes after 6. Mike Metzger for Paul Tapier on a Wednesday morning. Going to be another warm one today. Dress coolly. 77 already.
It's girls' night out. I should hope so. Music from the Judds coming up on 6 o'clock at your brand of country, WGARFM 99.5 Cleveland, a service of Nationwide Communications. It's news time. Here's Ken Robinson.
Now, more of your brand of country and Donna Morgan.
Thank you, Ken and Carl and Jim. And now we welcome you to the evening program. And we want to hear how you want to run it. If there is a song you'd like to hear this evening, 578-1234 is the number here to let us know about it. From Akron, you can call 794-WGAR, or from Canton, 450-WGAR. Call in the next 27 minutes and tell us what you'd like to hear on Solid Gold, 7 o'clock.
Old 60 kilohertz was home to WBBG until about 2 months ago. WBBG is now simulcasting their adult contemporary FM, WMJI. As WBBG, they had been a highly rated Music of Your Life station with popular personalities and a lot of promotion. With older demographics, the station became very difficult to sell, and economics prompted the simulcast. WBBG had been WDOK in the 50s, Top 40 WIXY, Wixie 1260, in the 60s, was briefly adult contemporary WMGC, Magic 1260, in the mid-70s, Oldies WBBG, Super Talk WBBG, Oldies WBBG again, and then Music of Your Life for about the last 4 or 5 years.
This is WMGC 1260 Cleveland, where the sound of America's most popular music continues.
1260 AM, WBBG. Ballads, big bands, and much more. Here's the weather for Cleveland and vicinity. Partly cloudy overnight with a low temperature around 53. Tuesday, partly cloudy, windy with a near record high of 73. Tuesday night and Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and thunderstorms. The low Tuesday night around 50, Wednesday's high near 60. Chance of rain 20% overnight and again on Tuesday, 50% Tuesday night and Wednesday. Our lineup includes Carl Reese, Dick Conrad, and Jim Davis. It's the only game in town for your kind of music. 1260 AM, WBBG.
1260 AM, WBBG invites you to join us every weeknight for the Stouffer's Tea on the Square, beginning Friday, November 29th from 4 till 7 p.m. Enjoy the big band sounds of Harry Hershey and the WBBG Quartet. And for only $4.95, relax while sipping Earl Grey or Jasmine Tea, along with an assortment of luscious and tempting pastries to accompany your afternoon in the elegance of Cafe on the Square. A 10% discount for all WBBG Club Card members. Stouffer's Tea on the Square, every Monday through Friday, beginning November 29th, from your friends at 1260 AM, WBBG.
WERE 1300 has held those calls as long as I can remember. WERE was one of Cleveland's most popular MOR stations in the 1960s, and today carries news talk programming. Although live and drive times, WERE carries the ABC talk radio features in most other time periods.
News Radio 1300, WERE, Cleveland.
Hi, Don. This is Sonya Friedman. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I'm 54, and that's a great subject you're on today.
The last stop on the dial is at 1420 kilohertz, WHK. WHK was Cleveland's dominant rocker until September 1967, when a call from Metro Media headquarters on a Friday afternoon mandated a change to middle-of-the-road music on the following Monday. WHK changed to adult contemporary a few years later, tried an adult top 40, and then embarked on nearly a decade as a successful country station. Country was difficult to sell in combination with their number one album rock FM, and WHK changed to Oldies in April 1984. Today, WHK is still Oldies, but most of its day is programmed by Transtar's satellite-fed Oldies channel. WHK's 5,000 watts are aimed primarily north to south-southeast at night.
14K radar weather. Today, sunny and unseasonably warm with a high around 78. Tonight, clear skies, the low 50. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer with a high near 82. Winds are out of the southeast at 16 right now. It's 76 at the airport and in Lakewood, and 78 degrees in downtown Cleveland. 14K with solid gold rock and roll for the north coast of America. 1973, grand funk and we're an American band. 14K, the rock rolls on. Here's Elton John. 14K. Flat a Family Stone on 14K with Everyday People. Solid gold rock and roll from 1969. It's Dennis Day. It is 2:22 and a great looking afternoon. 14K reminds you, classes in aerobics Sounds like Far Eastern exercise to me. Start soon at the Broadway YMCA. Classes are held on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. If you'd like some more information, call the folk at the Y at 341-1860, and he will fill you in. 14K radar weather today, sunny and unseasonably warm with a high around 78. It's simply gorgeous out there. Clear tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high around 82. It's 76 at the airport and in Rocky River, and 78 degrees in downtown Cleveland at 14K. This Sunday, 14K teams up with Channel 61 and the Arthritis Foundation.
Hi, this is Johnny Douglas, and you know, one out of every three families is affected by arthritis. That's why this Sunday, beginning at 11 a.m., we invite you to tune in to the 14K Radiothon with me, Vicki Sue Winston,
and me, Dennis Day. We'll be broadcasting live on 14K and Channel 61, asking for your support for the Arthritis Foundation. Join with us and help arthritis sufferers in the greater Cleveland area. The 1984 Arthritis Foundation Radio Telethon. This Sunday, watch it on Channel 61 and hear it here. 14K,
you've got more solid gold rock and roll radio for Cleveland, 14K. It's 6 o'clock, 14K is WHK, Cleveland solid gold rock and roll radio station. Now with the news, here's Jim Hale.
And a good morning. It's partly clear and mild in greater Cleveland at 6 o'clock, 64 degrees downtown on this 27th of April, and here's the news. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 62 degrees at Hopkins, 63 in Brook Park, and 64 downtown. The next news this morning at 6:30, bulletins broadcast immediately on 14K. I'm Jim Hale.
14K! Plays more music!
Good morning, 6:10, 10 past 6. It's Friday. Boy, that sounds good. We've got more rock and roll solid gold from the five Americans, and I see the light. 14K solid gold rock and roll from the five Americans, and I see the light. 6:12, 12 past 6. I don't know about you, but I've got spring fever, and I saw a lot of you yesterday out there in your boats. Oh, it is the kind of day that makes you wish you had a convertible. Just ahead, we got some California surf rock. 14K radar weather calls for partly sunny today. Slight chance of showers, 30% probability of that happening in the afternoon, but don't even bet on it. We're looking for a high today in the mid-80s. Oh, spring fever is here. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 57. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of showers, and a high of 75. Right now, it's clear. Hopkins has 63, Brunswick 63, and here at 14K, it's 64.
14K!
617 at 14K, brightening up your Friday morning with more solid gold rock and roll.
14K music.
Oh, 622, 22 past 6. Bringing back the good old rock and roll with a strange love in the nighttime is the right time.
WHK, I've got the flamingos.
WHK, only have eyes for you.
Flamingos from 59, Searchers from 1965, and we started you off with, appropriately enough, the beginnings from Chicago.
More music, WHK.
1420, WHK. Fancy and I refuse to do any more of this. The Bo Weaver Show hits the fan, but the music continues. Hey, you have yourself a great Sunday.
1420 WHK Cleveland, a Mulright Communications Group station.
Experts are waiting for the other computer chip to drop a trade war between the U.S. and Japan. With John Bohannon on the NBC Radio Network.
Greater Cleveland weather.
Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high in the mid-60s. The winds will be out of the east at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with a low in the mid-40s. On Monday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and possible thunderstorms. The high on Monday, about 70.
Oldies all the time.
1420 WHK.
An
that's Market Scope for another month and another year. I hope 1987 was rewarding and prosperous for you, and 1988 is even better. Next month, we flip the band switch and look at a few of Cleveland's FMs. If you'd like to help us feature your hometown in a future Market Scope, please write to me, Phil Wayne, at the DX Audio Service. See you next month.
In Toronto for Anarchon 87, Bob Walker on the DX Audio Service. Bob Grove, a continuation of last month's talk on listening and the equipment for listening. Maybe this month we'll talk a little bit about amateur radio. Many of our members are amateur radio operators, aspiring to be amateur radio operators. I know you said you've been an amateur operator for how many years now?
36 years. I was first licensed as a novice in 1951 and had the call sign WN8. At that time, they were giving the distinctive N as a novice prefix. And I was WN8JHD. Then I finally upgraded through technician to general and advanced and went up to WHJHD. Then I moved into four land, as they say, which is the southeast of the country, and changed my call, which is now WA4PYQ.
Novice enhancement. Everyone's heard about it, how the novices are now coming out of the woodwork and everyone's getting involved in ham radio. You think it's really happening?
Yes, as a matter of fact, although novice enhancement is barely a month old at the time we're recording this, a couple of months probably by the time we are airing it, novice enhancement is working. We're seeing now that the number of new entries into amateur radio are unparalleled, probably for the last couple of decades. It's a very exciting time. Finally, the American Radio Relay League has listened to the number of people out there that said, for heaven's sakes, we need some manner of introduction of amateur radio, and don't keep the voice privileges away from these people. So we're finally seeing it happening. And now the new novices are coming in throngs. It's a thrilling thing to see. We're seeing more and more of them. They're happy. And fortunately, it is occurring at a time in which the 10-meter band, which is now open to novice voice class, you can tune between 28.3 and 28.5 and hear excited new voices in there. And of course, now with the sunspot cycle confirmed as being well on the way up, it's a delight and it's a privilege to hear new novices on the air in that band.
I think the enhancement of the amateur bands and the enhancement of amateur radio is at the same time going to cause a decline in the hobby of shortwave listeners, that maybe they're going to move that step beyond, or do you see dual hobbyists, amateur radio and shortwave?
Oh, there's absolutely no question in my mind that amateur radio is merely a facet of the whole world of being aware of what's available for radio enthusiasts. I got started in ham radio by listening to shortwave first. I listened to Voice of the Andes, HCJB from Quito, Ecuador, and I was fascinated by this, and I started listening to things in between. And originally, I'd come across ham bands. I think, what are these insane people doing on here, talking about all sorts of inane things and using up airtime? And I'd go right on. And then I began to understand that the hobby of ham radio was actually had something in and of itself. And I found someone to help me. I started visiting ham shacks, got enthusiastic, found some people to help me with my code and my theory, and found amateur radio as a bold new territory to venture into. But even now, after having aspired to advanced class amateur radio status by licensing, I still find that in excess, literally, of 99.9% of my time is in pursuit of listening, not in transmitting.
That's interesting, because many of the people on the audio service are ham operators, and it seems to all fit in the same mode. We're all hams on a kind of a backdoor basis and the like. Bob Grove, thank you very much. I know you're getting ready to speak tonight. Appreciate your time with us, and best of luck to you in the future in Grove Enterprises and Monitoring Times.
Thank you, Bob. It's a delight to be with you once again and with our friends.
From Toronto, Bob Walker on the DX Audio Service.
With a special report.
Well, yes, Fred. As a matter of fact, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago now, I heard from one of our subscribers, Randy Jones. He and his wife are living in St. Augustine, Florida. And Randy tells a most interesting story about what to me comes across as a totally new kind of programming idea, a unique concept. And let's face it, there aren't very many of those. Now, Randy, I'll tell you what, instead of my telling you what Randy told me, here's Randy himself, and this is the tape letter that he sent me, just a part of it.
It's time.
Time now for A1A Country to leave the air. We'll return tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock with more great country music. This is WAIA, St. Augustine Beach, Florida, 1170 on your dial with 1,000 watts power. Join us again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Have a good night, neighbor.
That's the station I was telling you about that's just a quarter of a mile or so from me. They've been on the air since October of 86. And there was an article in the paper a couple of weeks ago that this station will be changing formats. They'll be trying something a little different. Starting January the 1st, they will become a tourist information station. They're going to put signs along I-95, which is just a couple of miles west of their transmitter and studio facilities, and they will be trying to lure the tourists into our fair city with all kinds of information on the old fort, the oldest schoolhouse, and various parts of our city, this being the tourist center, historical interest. And I think the tapes will be basically 45 minutes, and then they'll start over and they'll run this stuff all day long. So we'll have to see how well this new format's going to do. The paper indicated that the ownership is committed to running this station 1 year, sink or swim type thing, so we will see.
Well, that's a very interesting story, Randy, and as you say, it's a unique format, and I think it's a terrific idea, particularly in an area around where you live, because they really do have something to sell that perhaps some of the kids who are coming out of school now, not being able to read or write, they'll never have heard of St. Augustine and all the history that grew up there. Maybe there are other parts of the country that could benefit too. So, Randy Jones, thanks once again. And Fred, I thought that would be a real worthy addition to the DX Audio Service for this month.
Hi, this is Jerry Starr again from the DX Audio Service's AM Switch. Couple times a year, we like to run down through a list of some of the abbreviations we use in AM Switch for some of our new subscribers. Most of the abbreviations used deal with antenna patterns. As you probably are aware, some stations are non-directional. In other words, they have a single antenna, and the antenna sends out a signal which goes the same strength in all directions, 360 degrees. There are other stations which use a directional antenna, normally to protect another station on the same or an adjacent frequency which was there first, and these, consisting of two or more towers, send signals more in one direction than they do in another. You'll hear us talk about D1, D3, U1, U2, etc., and here's what they mean. The D designates a daytime-only station, a station which essentially runs when the sun is up, although there are variations on that, but essentially it's a daytime-only station, and the U is unlimited. The station can run 24 hours a day. D1 is a daytime-only, non-directional station. D3 is a daytime-only, directional station. And in the U's, U1 is a station that is full-time and non-directional day and night. U2, a full-time station which is non-directional daytime, directional at night. U3 is a full-time station which is directional and uses the same pattern day and night. And U4 is a full-time station which has separate directional patterns, one for the daytime and one for the nighttime. It's as easy as that. And we hope you have a chance to mark that down or commit it to memory. And the next time we go down through AM Switch, you'll be able to understand a little better what we're talking about when we say U1, U2, or D3. We'll see you next time. Have a good one and stay by those radios. Now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And that about wraps up this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 1988. Another quick reminder, if you subscribe via the returnable editions, please be sure your cassettes are back to us promptly before the 20th of the month. We have to have them back here by the 20th of the month to be able to copy them off for your next edition. Also, be sure to mail them to the DX Audio Service address here in Lima, Ohio. The DX DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature of the National Radio Club Incorporated, Cambridge, Wisconsin, and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. This is Fred Vobey. I'll see you next month on the DX Audio Service.
And the beat goes on. WXYZ.